Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat Perek Zayin. This perek serves as an introduction to the 39 categories of Melacha, the details of which will occupy the Rambam for most of the remainder of Hilchot Shabbat. Note the term categories of melacha, or avot melacha in halachic terminology, as we will learn in this perek that each one need not be a single activity, but may instead refer to many actions. These actions can be related to the av melacha in different ways, as the Rambam will explain. Halacha Aleph. Melachot shechayvin aleihem skila v'charet b'meizid, o korban chatat bishkaga, mehen avot u'mehen toladot, u'minyan kol avot melachot, arba'im chaser achat, ve'eluhen. Hacharisha, vahazriya, vaktsira, vahaimur, vahadisha, vahazriya, vahabrira, vahatchina, vahaharkada, vahalisha, vahafia, vahagziza, vahalibun, vahaniputz, vahatzvia, vahatvia, vasiat hanirin, vahansachat hamasicha, vahariga, vahabitzia, vahakshira, vahatara, vahatifira, vahakriya, vahabinyan, vahastira, vahakaya befatish, vahatsida, vahashchita, vahafshata, vahahabada, umichikata or, vahitucho, vahaktiva, vahamechika, vahasirtut, vahahavara, vahakibui, vahautza, mirshut lirshut. The melachot for which one is chayav karet and or skila for intentional violation, and a korban chatat for unintentional violation, consist of 39 avot melacha, each of which have many additional toladot, derivative melachot, as the Rambam will explain in detail later. I won't translate each of the 39 avot melachot now, as we will get to each one in turn over the next 5 prakim. But regarding the general structure of this list, we can point out that the first 11 avot melacha, known as sidura depat, are stages of preparing bread, starting with plowing in preparation for planting grain, and ending with baking the dough into bread. The following 13 avot melacha are stages in the process of making clothing, from shearing wool off an animal to sewing a clothing item. And later, there are 9 consecutive avot melacha describing the stages of writing text on leather parchment, from trapping an animal to etching lines on the parchment made from its hide. The remaining 6 melachot are building and demolishing, lighting a flame and extinguishing, which we encountered many times in Perek He, and the 2 melachot of makeh bepatish and hotza'ah, which we will discuss in later shiurim. Halacha bet. Kol elu ha-melachot v'chol shu me'inyanam, hein ha-nikra'in avot melachot. Ketzad hu inyanam, echad ha-choresh o ha-chofer o ha-oseh haritz, ha-reza av melacha, shekol achat ve-achat mehen chafirahi bakarka, v'inyan echad hu. These 39 activities, and any other action which is just like them, me'inyanam, are called avot melacha. What does this mean? The Rambam gives the example of plowing, choresh, the first av melacha in his list in Halacha Aleph. This need not mean specifically plowing a field, as is typically done to prepare the ground for planting. Any form of taking dirt out of the ground qualifies as the av melacha of choresh, including digging a pit, chofer, and creating a groove or ditch in the ground, a charitz. In the next 2 halachot, the Rambam gives similar examples for the next 2 avot melacha. V'chein echad hazorea zra'im, o hanotea ilanot, o hamavrich ilanot, o hamarkiv, o hazomer, kol elu av echad hein me'avot melachot, v'inyan echad hu, shekol achat mehen litzameach davar hu mitkaven. V'chein echad hakotzer tvua, o kitnit, o habotzer anavim, o hagoder tmarim, o hamosek zeitim, o haored teinim, kol elu av melacha achat hein, shekol achat mehen la'akor davar migidulav mitkaven, v'al derech ze sha'ar havot. Zorea need not mean planting seeds to grow grain. Planting a tree, notea, or mavrich, which is sticking a shoot from a tree into the ground so that it can take root and grow as a new tree, are also considered the av melacha of zorea, as well as grafting a branch onto a tree, markiv, and pruning a branch off a tree or vine, zomer. All of these are different ways to cause something new to grow, which is the essence of zorea, and thus are included in the av melacha. The term kotzer, reaping, is generally used to refer to cutting grain from where it grows in the ground. Different terms are used for doing the same act in other agricultural contexts. Botzer for picking grapes off the vine, goder for taking dates off their tree, and similarly mosek for olives and ore for figs. All of these just mean detaching something from where it grows. Hence, all are included in the Av Melacha of Kotzer. After clarifying what qualifies as an Av Melacha, the Rambam proceeds in Halacha Hey to explain what defines a Tolada, a derivative of an Av Melacha. HaTolada hi Amlacha ha-doma la'av me'elu havot. Ketzad, ha-mchateche tayarak me'at me'at levashlo, harei zechayav, shezo ha-melacha toledet tchina. Shatochen lokeach guf echad u'mechalko legufim harbe. V'chol ha-oseh davar ha-dome lazeh, harei ze toledet ha-tochen. V'chein ha-lokeach lashon shel matechet, v'shaf oto kedei likach me'afaro, kederech she'osin sorfei ha-zahav, harei ze toledet tchina. A tolada is a melacha which is similar to one of the avot. The Rambam brings the examples here of cutting a vegetable into small pieces in order to cook it, and cutting shavings off a piece of metal, both of which are similar to tochein, grinding, and hence are considered toladot of tochein. Halacha vav, v'chein halokech chalav v'natan bo keva kdei lechabtso, harei zechayav mishum toledet borer, sharei hifrish hakos min hachalav, v'im gibno v'asahu gvina, chayav mishum boneh, shekolo mekabeitz chelek el chelek v'dibek hakol ad sheyasu guf echad, harei ze dome levinyan, v'chein lechol melacha u'melacha me'elu havot, yesh lehen toladot al derech zo sh'amarnu. ומגוף המלאכה הנעשית בשבת, תדע מעין איזה אב היא ותולדת איזה אב היא. Cheese used to be made by placing a piece of the lining of an animal's stomach into milk in order to separate out the liquid whey from the other ingredients of the milk, which then solidify into cheese. This is a tolada of the av melacha of borer, separating. When the solidified pieces are gathered together and made into one block of cheese, this fusion of small pieces into an integrated whole represents the tolada of boneh, building. Before proceeding to the halachic relevance of these labels of av and tolada that will be explained in the remainder of the perek, we note that the Rambam's distinction between actions he calls me'inyan ha'av, which have the full status of an av melacha, on the one hand, and toladot, which are merely similar to an av melacha, on the other hand, is not entirely clear, and is disputed by many rishonim. The Makan Mishnah explains that Mi'inyan Ha'av means that the action is exactly the same as the Av Melacha, with a difference only in degree, Echut HaPe'ula, or the object on which the act is performed, Echut HaNif'al. A Tolada, on the other hand, is an action which only bears a similarity to the Av Melacha, but isn't exactly the same action. This is still somewhat vague and subject to interpretation. A difficult example in the Rambam's list is zomer, pruning branches off a tree or vine, which he considers me'inyan ha'av of zorea, not a tolada. The purpose of zomer is to make the remaining branches grow better, and therefore this is indeed similar to zorea. But can it really be considered the exact same action on a different object, as the Magen Mishnah characterizes me'inyan ha'av? Zorea consists of putting something into the ground, and zomer involves cutting branches and detaching them from the ground. Indeed, most Rishonim, like Rashi, consider Zomer to be a Tolada of Zorea, and some, including Rabbeinu Hananel, include all of the other Zorea-like actions listed by the Rambam, like Notea, Mavrich, and Markiv, to be Toladot as well. It's difficult to find a concrete nafkamina between the Rambam and these other Rishonim, since as we'll see later, the halachot pertaining to a given act are the same, whether that act is Me'inyan HaMelacha of some Av, or a Tolada of the same Av. It is nonetheless an important conceptual debate about how to define a tolada. Halacha Zayin. Echad haoseh av me'avot melachot o tolada min ha-toladot. B'meizid chayav karet. V'im ba'u edim niskal. B'shogeg chayav chatat kevua. Im kein ma hefresh yesh ben ha-avot v'ha-toladot. Ein b'nehen hefresh ela linyan ha-korban bilvad. Shaoseh bishkaga im asa avot harbei be'elem echad, chayav chatat achat al kol av v'av. V'im asa av v'toldotav be'elem echad, eino chayav ela chatat achat. There is absolutely no difference between an av and a tolada in terms of the severity of each. Both are asur midoraita, and both carry the punishments of karet, skila, and chatat in accordance with the usual rules. The only difference between them is with regard to the number of korbanot chatat one must bring in certain situations. When someone does many avot melacha in one helem, meaning that he didn't know that these melachot are forbidden on Shabbat with a punishment of karet, then he must bring a separate korban chatat for each av melacha. This itself is a remarkable fact, given that all 39 avot melacha are just different ways to violate the one lo taseh of performing melacha on Shabbat, and typically one brings only one korban chatat for violating one mitzvah lo taseh. Nonetheless, the Gemara learns from Psukim that different rules apply to the korban chatat for chilul Shabbat, and each av melacha can obligate its own korban. But, the Rambam concludes, this is only when one does many different avot. When he does an av melacha and its toladot in one helem, he brings only one korban chatat. He proceeds to bring examples in halacha chet. Ketzad, harei shecharash v'zara v'katsar b'shabbat b'helem echad, chayav shalosh chataot, v'afilu asah arba'im chaser achat b'shkaga, kegon sheshachach she'elu hamelachot asurot le'asot b'shabbat, chayav al kol melacha u'melacha chatat achat. Aval im tachan v'chata chayarak v'shaf lashon shel matechet b'helem echad, eino chayav ela chatat achat, sh'arei lo asah ela av echad v'toldotav, v'chein kol kayotze bazeh. One who plows his field, plants it, and reaps produce on Shabbat in one helem brings three korbanot chatat. Even if he did all 39 melachot in one helem, he must bring 39 korbanot. Note that the Rambam clarifies what he means by one helem in this context. The person forgot that each of the 39 melachot is forbidden on Shabbat. The situation is very different if the person forgets entirely that today is Shabbat. But this is a topic which the Rambam will address elsewhere. However, if someone grinds wheat, cuts a vegetable into small pieces, and rubs metal to produce shavings all in one helem, then he brings only one korban chatat, as these represent one av, namely tochein, grinding, and two of its toladot. Halacha tet, ha'ose melachot harbei me'ein melacha achat behelem echad, eino chayav ela chatat achat. Ketzad, harei shezara v'natav v'hivrich v'hirkiv v'zamar behelem echad, eino chayav ela chatat achat, shekulan av echad hein, v'chein kol kayotze bazeh. Just like in the case of an av and its toladot, so too if one performs many actions in one helem, which are me'inyan hamelacha of one av, like if someone is zorea, notea, mavrich, markiv, and zomer, he must bring only one korban chatat, because everything he did ultimately derives from the same av melacha. We close this perek by noting that other Rishonim suggest another distinction between Av and Toladah. This relates to the warning, Hatra'ah, which must be given to a person who is about to perform a Milacha on Shabbat in order for him to receive the punishment of Skila. According to Tosfot in Masechet Shabbat, the Hatra'ah given for a Toladah must refer to the Av Milacha to which that Toladah belongs. For example, if someone is about to cut a vegetable into very small pieces, the Hatra'ah must be, what you're about to do constitutes Tochein, grinding, on Shabbat, or some similar formulation. If the Rambam agrees to this, then this may provide a tangible nafkamina between a Toladah and an act which is Me'inyan Ha'av. For example, if Zomer is, as the Rambam believes, just another form of Zorea, and not a Toladah of Zorea, then the Hatra'ah can refer to Zomer, and not to Zorea. While if Zomer is a Toladah, as most Rishonim believe, then the Hatra'ah must relate to Zorea. However, the Rambam mentions nothing anywhere in Hilchot Shabbat about the formulation of Hatra'ah for a Melacha on Shabbat, and the Minchat Chinuch understands simply that the Rambam does not require mention of the specific Melacha at all. Hatra'ah in general must make mention of the Isur which the person is about to violate, and here too, the Hatra'ah of what you're about to do is a violation of the Isur to perform Melacha on Shabbat would seem to be sufficient without any further elaboration.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.